Just a quick word from our sponsor before we jump into today's episode. Optimizing your internal processes can often be a huge unlock for streamlining revenue and getting you and your team, if you have one, out of a manual process. If you're looking to reduce costs and headaches in one fell swoop, consider graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. It's the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere, and you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Everything seems to be more expensive these days, so proven ways to cut costs and boost performance at the same time, like NetSuite, are kind of a no-brainer. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/SPI. netsuite.com/SPI. Once again, netsuite.com/SPI. And now a quick word from our sponsor before we start the show. Ready to earn sustainable income while creating the work you're passionate about? Get started with Memberful. Whether you teach online courses, host a podcast, run a blog, or write a newsletter, Memberful has all the tools you need to unlock revenue and deeply connect with your audience through subscription membership. Their platform allows you to easily gate content, communicate with your audience, and tier membership access directly on your own website. Plus, with Memberful, there's no need to change your workflow. They work seamlessly and integrate with the tools you already use, including MailChimp, Discord, Zapier, ConvertKit, Google Analytics, and more. Utilize their powerful built-in features and dashboards and watch your business grow. The best part? Memberful gives you full control and ownership of your audience, your brand, and your business. Get started for free at memberful.com/SPI. One more time, that's memberful.com/SPI. In this session of the Smart Passive Income Podcast, you're going to hear about a particular strategy and all the things in and around it. And quite honestly, if it's probably in the title, then you already know what it is already. And it's the idea of scarcity and urgency, or scurgency, as I once heard somebody say. And this idea of creating deadlines and other items such that we can get a person who is thinking about making a purchase to make a decision. Because that is really our job as marketers, is to help people make decisions. If you're an affiliate marketer, I recommend not sharing all the options, but going, no, let me save you some time. Let me play expert curator for you. Here's the one tool you need. And that's in fact how I've made my several first millions of dollars online, was by playing expert curator, giving away all this information for free, but going, okay, of all the tools that are out there that can help you do this much faster and better, here are the ones I recommend. And that has been very successful. When it comes to selling your own products, we need to instill some of these strategies in order to get a person to make a decision. Because the truth is, if we don't create some urgency and scarcity, and if we don't have a deadline, there's no reason for a person to make a purchase right now. They could purchase tomorrow. They could purchase next year. They could purchase never. They could purchase from somebody else. So today we're speaking with Jack Bourne, the founder of Deadline Funnel. Deadline Funnel is in fact a software that works with your email service providers and checkout processes. And whether you choose to use Deadline Funnel or not, you're going to learn principles today, which is the most important part, to help you learn how to take advantage of deadlines and scarcity and use them in your marketing in a genuine way. We also get really deep into that because there are a lot of people who are using it. I mean, with great power, right, comes great responsibility. And I hope that you're responsible, like Jack and I and others who are doing this in a very genuine way and are not going to use what you're about to learn for bad. So I trust you. You trust me? I hope so. So stick around. This is going to be a good episode. Let's cue the intro.
Welcome to the Smart Passive Income Podcast, where it's all about working hard now so you can sit back and reap the benefits later. And now your host. If he was 20 years younger, he'd be a professional streamer. Pat Flynn.
Our sponsor today is Uplift Desk, creators of office furniture designed to help you work better and live healthier. If you're like most entrepreneurs, you probably spend a lot of time sitting. Well, a standing desk can make a huge difference. It's actually a complete game changer. If you haven't tried one before, this offer from Uplift is for you. Plus, you can support the show at the same time. Visit upliftdesk.com/SPI for 5% off your order. Over 1 million customers have chosen Uplift Desk. Innovative product designs, reasonable pricing, same-day shipping, free accessories with every desk. You can see why they're such a big hit. Standing while I work helps me get the creative juices flowing, helps me focus and stay productive, and I'm way more alert when I'm standing. And Uplift is a great deal. An industry-leading 15-year warranty, free shipping, free return shipping if you need to do that. And they provide a state-of-the-art experience. They're stable, made of very solid materials, and there are over 100 desktop choices and customizations available. Go to upliftdesk.com/SPI for 5% off your order. That's UPLIFT desk.com/SPI to get 5% off your entire order. What is up, y'all? Pat Flynn here. Thank you so much for joining me today in session 448 of the Smart Passive Income Podcast. We are closing in here quickly at the end of 2020, an unprecedented, crazy, wacky year, and I hope you're doing well and staying safe and staying healthy. And I know many of us cannot wait for 2021 to come around and hopefully hit the reset button on a lot of things. I, in fact, definitely want to travel again. I haven't traveled. My family and I are kind of itching to get away for a while. Maybe Hawaii or Australia or something. We'll see. But anyway, speaking of Australia, Jack Bourne, he lives in Australia. He is the creator of Deadline Funnel, and he has worked with some of the brightest minds in marketing, and he's here to share with us his mind and the idea of urgency and scarcity. So let's not wait any longer. Let's get into it. Jack Bourne, here he is. Jack, welcome to the Smart Passive Income Podcast. Thank you so much for being here today.
I'm really excited to be here.
I'm really excited to dive into your brain because a lot of us need the information that's inside, especially when it comes to campaigns and learning about scarcity and adding urgency in a genuine way. And you obviously, and I've mentioned this in the intro, you are the founder of Deadline Funnel, a tool that we at Team SPI absolutely love and use, and we'll talk about its application in just a moment. But tell us a little bit about Jack Bourne and who you were before Deadline Funnel. Like, I want to know a little bit about your history and how you got here.
Yeah. So again, it's great to be here. So I'll try to keep my origin story as brief as possible because I left corporate America in 2002. So there's been a lot that's happened since then. But basically, left corporate America. I realized it just wasn't for me. I was destined to be an entrepreneur. And really right out of the gate was my first launch. This was before Jeff Walker codified the product launch formula. Like, I didn't know what a launch was. So in 2003, I had basically a membership site for the healthcare niche that I had been building up for about a year. And it was just really time to see, like, okay, will it fly? So what I did was I decided, okay, I'm going to come up with the pricing and I'm going to have a deadline. So I called it my charter membership. And really, the sales were nowhere near what I had hoped and wanted them to be. And I was kind of depressed, but I was resolute that I was going to close things down at the deadline. And so as I sent out the email saying, hey, we're closing things down and you're about to miss out, like, I just assumed that no sales would come in and I was going to have to go find a job. And what ended up happening was $20,000 came in, and that was, you know, and then a lot of that came attached to recurring revenue. And what had happened, I found out after the fact, was that a lot of the people who were using and enjoying the software didn't have the corporate card. And it was that deadline that really forced them to take action. And that was not, you know, that wasn't eureka, I'm going to go create Deadline Funnel. This was back in 2002. But that was really my first real experience seeing firsthand the power of a deadline. You know, but from there, I did several things, including for about 6 years, I was the right-hand man marketing manager for Perry Marshall, who's written several business books on that you can find on Amazon. And was one of the real founders of paid advertising and cracked the code on Google AdWords. So I was really his right-hand guy for 6 years. And my fingerprints and thoughts were involved in pretty much every promotion that went out for those 6 years. And that was a real life-changing thing. But I always told Perry when I joined his team, I said, look, you're hiring an entrepreneur. I already had a business going, but I wanted to join this team to really take things to the next level, to network and to learn as much as I could from just being immersed in that world. And so about 3 or 4 years into it, I started developing a software called AW Pro Tools, which really was solving the problem of AWeber had fallen behind several of the other companies that had come out, like Infusionsoft. This was even pre-ConvertKit. probably I should have built, you know, I should have tried to build what has become ConvertKit. but anyways, what I decided to do was to take the popular platform AWeber and to write code that would solve that problem and turn it into a SaaS, which means software as a service. So you pay every month. And it did really, really well, but it was really kind of limited based on just you had to use AWeber in order to use it. So I always had my eyes on wanting to do something for entrepreneurs that wasn't restricted to just using one platform. And that's when I thought back to, you know, to deadlines. And at that same time, I just was really frustrated that there was no way to build in urgency and scarcity without doing a live launch on the one hand, or without basically lying on the other hand, and just putting a countdown timer on your website and telling people that it was a countdown. I wasn't willing to do that. Perry wasn't willing to do that. And I thought there's got to be a way to tie everything together so that the emails that's on the website and everything is legit. It's just automated. And I started to experiment, and that was the genesis of Deadline Funnel.
I love it. Yeah. And you are basically the godfather of evergreen funnels, essentially, in the way that many of us use them today and use tools to create. What Deadline Funnel does is it creates a unique launch-like sequence for each individual as they come into your funnel. And like you said, it's not lying, because truly at the end of that deadline, the offer goes away and they go somewhere else instead. And it's all built into the tools. And so thank you so much for putting your time and your team and your own effort into creating these tools to make this possible. And I definitely want to dig into Deadline Funnel application. But first of all, tell us a little bit about the psychology of the deadline. Why is that something that helps people move and really buy things from us?
Yeah, it's a great question. And honestly, we could talk for hours about this, but I'll try to hit some of the highlights. So some really, really smart people have done social psychology studies to just prove in lots of different, very unique and strange applications that have really nothing to do with Mark, that we all experience loss aversion. We will take more action to avoid losing something or to avoid pain than we will to seek pleasure. And a lot of times it can be as simple as just how you frame something. So there's a whole bunch of these studies that I could mention, but here's a real simple one. So there was a study done where they just gave people a hypothetical. They said, hey, would you, if you were sick and the physician came to you and said, hey, there's this experimental surgery, the survival rate is 90%. Would you take it? All right. And then they saw what the take rate was. And then with another group, they gave the same hypothetical and they said, okay, the mortality rate is 10%. And then they saw what the result was. Well, if you do the math, it's really two sides of the same coin, right? Yeah. So you can just phrase it as, you know, this is your chance of living, or you can say this is your chance of dying. So way more people chose the experimental surgery when it was phrased in terms of what you had to gain, and far fewer when it was positioned in terms of, hey, there's a 10% chance that you could die. So it's the same thing, which just goes to show that, you know, we're not analytical creatures. We might justify the actions that we take and the decisions that we make and the things that we buy and the things that we don't buy with logic. And we come up with these stories that make sense. And we really truly believe our own stories. But when you peel back the layers of those stories, a lot of it comes down to emotion. And, you know, this is, I'm not telling you anything that you don't know. I mean, we're emotional creatures and we make decisions based on emotion. But really, what it comes down to is loss aversion. Some people call it fear of loss. And then, you know, another big one is just simply forcing people to make a decision. So something that I talk about in my training sometimes is, so a lot of people now are pretty familiar with the whole idea of retargeting or remarketing, whichever term you want to use for it. And one of the first things that you learn is that you want to pay more money for people who have recently been to your website or recently clicked, you know, to see the cart, right? These are the people where you want to spend the most money. The more time that goes by, they become less and less likely to take action. So in the same way, when someone is going through your email sequence or going through your webinars or clicking on your videos, watching your replays, clicking on your links, they are actively engaged. This is the time where you want to make sure that you're putting a very compelling, if not your best offer in front of them, and you give them a reason to act now. You say, look, if you're either in or you're out. And there's a couple ways to do that. It doesn't have to be, if you don't buy now, you can't buy ever again. It doesn't have to be that way, but that's also a very effective way. But you want to force the decision. And sometimes it just comes down to just forcing the decision on a really, really compelling offer. So those are some of the main reasons why deadlines and urgency work.
Thank you for that. I mean, it's very much speaking to the language that a lot of us know now called FOMO, right? The fear of missing out, and how we'll just kind of do things because we don't want to miss out on that chance again, like you said. And, you know, with this great power comes great responsibility. Of course, a lot of people, especially in the internet marketing space, sort of take advantage of this and like you said earlier, lie about it and like have some pretty black hat things related to it. But when it's done right, like the way you teach and the way the tool offers, it can be so, so powerful to help, like you said, help people make a decision. And that's, I think, really important to understand too. It's the fact that, you know, if we don't force that hand a little bit, although it seems aggressive, although it may seem quote unquote pushy, the truth is if you don't force that decision, no decision's going to be made and you're not helping anybody. Tell me about how you feel about that.
I'm really glad that you brought that up, because one of the things that we sometimes hear, especially I would say with your audience, or I was recently on Amy Porterfield's podcast with her audience. So there's a lot of heart-centered entrepreneurs out there. Well, so they feel a little conflicted. Like I don't know if I want to be pushy. I don't know if I want to have this deadline. Does that really gel with what I do? And that's why I build deadline funnels, so that you can be authentic and automate and scale your business. We all understand the power of automation to free you up to be able to scale your business, grow your team, et cetera. So, you know, now the whole reason why I build deadline funnels so that you don't have to choose, you know, all right, am I going to cross over into black hat as you talked about in order to automate, or am I going to basically take one of the most powerful tools, if not the most powerful tool in the persuasion and messaging toolbox, off the table. Now you don't have to make that choice. You can actually choose both. But coming back to this whole idea of, oh, I don't know if I want to be pushy, you know, I would say, I think this might be a little bit controversial, but I would say that if you're feeling that way, you really owe it to yourself to take a long, hard look about how you personally feel about your offer, about how you personally feel about the changes that you're making in people's lives. And I'll give you an analogy. So I used to live in Florida. I currently now live in Australia. I moved my family here about 2.5 years ago. And while I lived in Florida, we lived very close to the beach. I would see these people kite surfing on the beach. And I thought, man, that looks like so much fun. Yeah, you know what? One day I'm going to do that. Because I knew that it took time. You couldn't just like grab a kite and just go. I knew it took lessons and it took time. And you had to buy equipment. I thought, okay, well, you know, one day I'm going to do it. So year by year by year would go by. And I just never pulled the trigger. So fast forward, I'm in Australia. I meet a guy that was recommended by a fellow friend named Michael Maidens. And he and his family came over for dinner. Long story short, he was telling me about this trip that he was about to take to Fiji, where he was going to go kite surfing. And this was taken off in 2.5 weeks. And he happened to mention over dinner that someone had canceled. And my wife looked at me and said, you should get on that trip if there's still a spot. And so we found out that there was still a spot. I was booking plane tickets that night. 48 hours later, I was taking my kite surfing lesson. I was, you know, getting gear. I was getting ready, all because there was that really, really tight deadline. And now I am fully and happily addicted to kite surfing. It's like I went kite surfing earlier today before this call. You know, it's something that I love. It's completely changed my life. And I've spent a lot of money doing it, and I will continue to. Like, I love it. It has completely changed my life. So bring this back to being the heart-centered entrepreneur. As the heart-centered entrepreneur, you hopefully are changing people's lives, just like going to Fiji and learning to kite surf changed my life forever. So do you feel like, if it's for the right person, that your offer, what you are going to do for people, is going to be that type of life-changing impact? And if so, you should have absolutely no reservations of saying, this is an incredible offer. It's going to change your life. If it's right for you, jump in, because this is the best time. This is my best offer. Or jump in now, because this is I'm going to focus on the students that jump in now. And if we offer it again, it'll be at least 6 months from now before it's offered again. Like, however you're setting up your offer, don't hesitate to have a deadline on it, because the delay of a sale is the death of the sale. That's the old salesperson's adage, and it's true. You know, you let someone is interested, they're focused, they're interested, but that interest will fade. And so it's not just about how much revenue can you bring into your business, it's about having a positive impact and reaching a bigger audience.
The delay of a sale is the death of a sale. I love that. Thank you for that wisdom there. You know, this discussion about heart-centered entrepreneurs, it makes me remember how much I wanted to help people, but how afraid I was to sell. And it wasn't until I had my first group of beta students or founding students in my podcasting course that I realized that I had something that actually I needed to push out there. And ever since I got those first results, even just from the first few students who said, "Pat, this is life-changing for me," or I'm up on iTunes now, now it's Apple Podcasts. Like, thank you so much. You've helped me save so much time and money. Even after paying me, I went, wow, okay. Why am I fearful of sharing this really helpful thing with others? Now I actually have proof. And this is why when I always speak to some of my students who are literally just starting out, I say, okay, let's not try to get 1,000 students or 10,000. Like, just find one person that you could help first to unlock that for you. And then we can start putting all these tools into place and automation and all that stuff. But we need that sort of confidence first. And I'm really glad you mentioned that. Thank you.
Yeah. And let's bring it back to you and your audience. I mean, think about the impact that you've had on all the people listening to your podcast, all the people who have purchased your products, all the people that have come to your events. I mean, it's a lot of people. And you've made a huge life-changing impact. Imagine how the world would be, and I mean this sincerely, imagine how the world would be if you had held back, if you hadn't realized that you did have something special and unique to put out into the world and you weren't aggressive about it. So it's really important. If you've got a message that is going to change the world, if you're going to have a positive impact on people's lives, then you owe it to them to give them a really, really tantalizing offer and then put a deadline on it. And here's, I kind of mentioned this, but I want to bring it back to this. If you want to reach the biggest audience possible, the fastest, I'm not saying the only way, but certainly part of your client acquisition strategy should include or eventually include paid advertising. And so in order to make that work, you certainly need to have your conversion rates dialed in. So the more profitable that your ads are, the faster you can grow your business because you can hire additional team members. Additional team members bring higher skill, like the wheels start spinning in a positive way. So it keeps spinning a little bit faster, a little bit faster, a little bit faster. And before you know it, you're where Pat Flynn is or Jack Bourne is, where you have a super talented team of eight players and the wheel is turning by itself. You know, but what that took was patience, persistence, and quite honestly, it took money. And so in order to reach that big audience and have that well-oiled machine does take money. So Rome wasn't built in a day, but why not start now? And it really starts with making sure that everyone who is leaning forward into your offer, listening to your messaging, that you're giving them a deadline to take action. And they will thank you later. Thank you so much. I was on the fence. I mean, I'm sure you've heard this plenty of times. Thank you so much. I was on the fence. I just need that extra little push. And it's completely changed my life.
I love that. Thank you. And speaking of making money, let's talk about Deadline Funnel and how it can help us do that. I spoke to somebody not too long ago about Deadline Funnel. They didn't really know about it. And they were like, "Oh, so it's just a countdown timer? Like I can put a countdown timer on my website and put a countdown timer in my email? Like, is that it?" Obviously, it's much, much more. How would you describe Deadline Funnel exactly? Because yes, there is a countdown timer, but that's part of the package.
I would start by describing it as a way to put your best offer in front of the best clients who are most likely to buy at the best time. And by doing that, you're going to maximize your sales and conversions. Now, the next question that someone listening to that might say is, okay, but how? Like, is it just a countdown timer? And the answer is no. Basically, another way that I describe Deadline Funnel is we're the Zapier of urgency. And what I mean by that is that our software connects with and sits in between whatever you're using in your marketing funnel. If you're using Kajabi and ConvertKit and also EverWebinar, and that's what you're bringing to the table, great, we can work with that. If you're just using Infusionsoft and say WordPress, then great, we work with that. It doesn't matter what you're bringing to the table. Our system will integrate all of those different pieces so that as someone is going through your funnel, whether it's live, because lots of our clients use it for live stuff as well.
Mm-hmm. We do as well.
Yeah, or automated. It will keep all of the messaging about the deadlines completely synchronized between your emails, between your webinars, between your sales pages. So that's another point. You might have ClickFunnels for your sales pages and SamCart for your checkout page or ThriveCart. It doesn't matter. Whatever you're using. So this is not something that is just a plugin that just works on, say, WordPress. This is something that integrates with your email, with your sales pages, with your checkout pages. And it keeps your messaging consistent across all those platforms. And here's the one that's really become, like, when I started Deadline Funnel, I had no idea how big of an issue this was going to be and how important this would be. But Deadline Funnel keeps your messaging about the deadlines accurate when someone goes from one device to another device to another device, even if they're in a totally different location. I did a demo test that I videotaped where I started in the Jacksonville airport right before we're getting on the plane, and flew to Australia, recovered for a few days from the jet lag. So about 3 or 4 days later, I'm recording, driving with my daughter to the Robina Apple store, unwrap the new iPad, load it up right there in the store, bring everything over, open up Gmail, and the timer is accurate. So completely new device, completely different part of the world, and everything is completely synchronized. So with, you know, majority of your prospects and subscribers are reading your emails on a variety of different devices. So if you've got 7 emails in a certain sequence, half of them might be viewed on the desktop, half of them might be viewed on mobile or iPad, and sometimes it's going to be while they're waiting in line at Starbucks. And so you want to make sure that your messaging about that deadline is accurate no matter what device they're using or no matter where they are. And that's really, really important because we're talking about automating this, but at the same time being 100% authentic. Deadline Funnel handles all of that complication and just makes it push button easy for you.
I love that. And that's really important, especially on the evergreen side of things when it comes to person versus person. And what I mean by this, for those of you listening, and I'm going to have you, Jack, tell us a little bit about like how easy this is to set up as well. Because I know some people are listening, they're like, okay, this sounds great, but this like sounds a little bit complicated as well. And it's not actually that complicated. So I'll have you set us up in just a minute. But the beautiful part to this, the part that attracted me the most is I could have somebody subscribe today, for example, go through a little nurture sequence for a week or two, and then they get into a launch sequence. Somebody going and subscribing to my list tomorrow will have the same thing happen at the same amount of space of time as the person before. So every day, as long as I get new subscribers, every day there's launches happening at all times. And this is what's really cool. These things can happen. And for every individual, they have their own unique countdown timer. And the part that scared me the most was like you said earlier, I was like, oh, is this just sort of like fake urgency? And it's not, because after the countdown timer ends, a person will try to click and go and buy that thing. And it says, sorry, like we told you that this is going to be done. And that's easy to do on a live launch, but this solves the problem of being able to have true urgency and scarcity within the evergreen launch. And I know a lot of people who are doing live launches, they're getting burned out and they want to go evergreen. This can definitely alleviate that work, but also still have that urgency that often is missing with the evergreen and automation stuff.
Yeah. So where I want to start with that is bringing it back to a concept that I know that you talk about in the book, Will It Fly? So, you know, you want to make sure. Some people will jump straight to evergreen. They hear about this and they say, wow, I'm all in. Forget about launches. I just want to start with evergreen. And for some people, they're able to pull it off. But what I would recommend for the vast majority of people, it's far safer for and quicker, and that's also hand in hand, quicker and safer, to do a live launch or a live promotion. So even if it's just a webinar, it doesn't have to be a launch. Even if it's just a webinar, do the live webinar because you're going to get live comments and live feedback and you're going to learn something. I don't know what you're going to learn, but you will learn something. Maybe do it live a few times. And by the way, use the deadline from Deadline Funnel, but do it live. And then once you feel like, okay, I've got it dialed in, it might improve down the road, but for now, this is pretty darn good. Take it and automate it. So one of our first case studies was a guy named Nick Stevenson, and he has a website called Your First 10,000 Readers, which catered to new authors who just had this idea of hey, I've got this book in me, this fiction book. as soon as I load it up to Amazon, that's all I need to do. Build it and they will come, Field of Dreams type of thing. And as we all know, you have to actually market the book, because the downside of Amazon is that there's so many options out there. You have to actually work to get found. So Nick teaches the marketing side of that. Well, he launched his course and did really, really well. And he thought, okay, well, that was great. Then he launched it again, maybe a quarter later. And then, so he wanted to scale his business. His launches became more and more frequent and he was getting things dialed in, but it got to a certain point where it was really, really tedious, right? And so it was tedious and he thought to himself, there's got to be a way to just kind of automate this. I wonder if there's a way. And that's when he went to his mentor and his mentor recommended us. And his conversion rates, even on that dialed in, finely tuned program, jumped. I believe the numbers were 38%. The numbers are on our site. So 38% jump, that's just pure profit straight to the bottom line. And I think one of the reasons why it jumped was because people didn't have to wait as long. What he decided to do, and there's a whole bunch of different ways, you don't have to do it the way that Nick did, but Nick did it very similarly to what you were talking about, where someone would come into a nurture sequence and pretty much their deadline was going to be determined by when they signed up for the free lead magnet. So every single day, just like you were talking about, was what I call the perfect persuasion window. In other words, it's the last 24 hours before the deadline for a group of people that's going through the funnel. They may have started 5 days or 7 days before, but every single day is the deadline for a group of people that are going through. So I call it the perfect persuasion window, that last 24 hours, because no matter what metric you like best, you know, revenue per click, revenue per minute, all of these metrics that you would follow during a launch or promotion, they're all at their highest, going up and to the right during that last 12 to 24 hours. So you're having that effect every single day as you go through the year. And so that was the reason why Nick was able to boost his sales, even though it was already fully optimized just by having that run all the time. Not only did he's doing less work and his sales went up substantially.
That's awesome. And we're talking about automation and evergreen stuff. What about for those who are literally launching their first course, or maybe it's their second launch, and they're still going to be doing it live, they're still working through the process, learning as they go. How might Deadline Funnel inject itself into a live launch?
Yeah. So live launches are really, really simple with our platform. You choose a specific date and time. And so you don't need any coding skills. You know, if you can copy and paste something to your website or hand it off to your developer or someone on Fiverr to add to your website, then you're good to go. So once you've added our code to your website, you just choose the design, you choose the date and time, you choose where you want them to go after the launch is over, which usually is a, oops, sorry, you missed it page, you know, change, you know, like, that's what we call it. You can say whatever you want, but basically the launch is over. And some people will do a reopen. So here's a quick tip that anyone can use, whether you're using our software or not. So again, I'm all about being, you know, doing what you say and saying what you do. So some people will finish their launch and then 48 hours later, they'll say, hey, we're going to reopen it again. And they'll come up with a reason. I understand the logic behind it because there's a lot of people who did mess that on the deadline and they are begging to get in. They will buy. They have money in their hand and it's hard to turn that down. So what I recommend to people is to change the offer. So if you're going to do this, and I'll give another tip real quick after this, but if you're going to do this, then what I would recommend so that you can teach your audience that you are true to your word is change the offer. You could remove a bonus. You could increase the price. And the easy way to increase the price would be if it was a full pay that you just close the card on, you could offer a 3-pay or 5-pay or 6-pay, something like that, where the actual payments add up to a little bit more. There's lots of different ways to do it, but I would recommend changing up the offer. And I would also only do it if someone emails in and genuinely says, you know, gee, I really regret missing the deadline, or I so wanted to get in. Do you have a payment plan? Like if you have someone who contacts you about that, I would use that as social proof. I'd certainly remove their specific details, you know, their name or whatever. But I would take a screenshot and send that on the email and say, look, we're getting asked about payment plans. And so, yeah, 48 hours from now, we will open it up for 24 hours. So if you missed it, you definitely don't want to miss it this time because we've removed one of the bonuses, but it's still an amazing deal. And after this, you certainly can't get in. So that's one way, one tip that I'll give. Another tip, which is well documented on a website called Video Fruit by Brian Harris, is lots of people use this strategy, but he documented that he increased his sales during the launch by $38,000. So obviously, you listening, your results may vary. But what he did was he had a quick action bonus in the middle of the launch. So if it's a 5-day launch, on day 3, you could announce a quick action bonus, which, by the way, everyone who's already bought before you announced it, certainly give that bonus to them. But that's a great way for you to have two deadlines during the launch. And the other really cool effect that has is that people are going to miss out on that deadline. People who miss out, and you should communicate, hey, that fast action bonus is now closed, but let's talk about some case studies. Let's talk about some other things. You're going to be demonstrating to people the deadline is real. So you should pay attention so that when you actually get to the final cart deadline, people know, yep, this guy's serious or this girl's serious. Deadline is real, and they're going to take action. So that will increase your sales as well. So hopefully those are some tips, even if you're not using Deadline Funnel, to help people make more revenue, more sales, and to change more lives on their next launch.
That's absolute gold. Thank you. And when it comes to the fast action bonus, what we do is we offer the fast action bonus along with the sort of full length of the launch bonus sort of together right away. But is it better to actually have one sort of be announced in the middle to sort of get people excited? Does that typically work better? I mean, obviously, the best answer is to test, right? But
yeah, can you? I was listening closely, but I didn't quite catch how you do yours.
So when we run our webinars, we have bonuses, and we have a bonus that lasts the entire time. It goes away at the end of the launch. But we also say, and by the way, if you purchase by tomorrow, you'll also get this bonus, this fast action bonus, but it goes away after tomorrow. And we mentioned both of those things right up front. But what you had mentioned is interesting, where it's like, it feels like, or it sounds like, You mentioned like any regular bonuses, but then mid-launch, you go, hey, by the way, we're going to throw something special in for you. And that's going to be just like a one-time thing.
Yeah. So what I heard you say, tell me if I'm wrong, is that you were describing how you do it in a webinar situation. And I would recommend doing it the same way, if that's what you're saying. So in other words, while people are on the webinar live, I mean, these are your most they've scheduled time. They're not watching the replay. They've scheduled time to spend with you. Yeah, I would offer a fast action bonus. And there's a lot of different ways that this can be done. It can be done based on quantity. That's another great tip. Like if you are a coach or a consultant, and even if you're selling a digital course, if you give away, you know, an hour of your time, obviously that lends itself to a natural limit. People understand that. And so it could be the first 10. There's other bonuses where you could say, look, whether you're watching this live or on the replay, you can by midnight tonight, you know, you say what the day is and say by midnight, I'll give you this extra bonus. Like that's the way that I would do it, because the people who are watching that replay right away, they just couldn't make the webinar, or certainly the people who are on the webinar, they're going to be your hottest prospects. And so definitely you want to make sure that you give them a reason to go ahead and jump in and get super, super excited. You know, someone who's watching that replay a day or two later is going to realize, oh, next time that Pat does a webinar, I should really jump on. So you know, the long and short of it is, I would say for the webinars, I would definitely offer the fast action bonus. Then what Brian Harris was outlining was if your promotion is a launch, then, and launches are structured lots of different ways and often include webinars. But if it's more of a PLF type of launch, regardless of how many days it is, what you could do is you could announce a surprise bonus in the middle of it. You know, one of the things that we try to tell clients is that there's no right or wrong way to run your marketing. Pretty much everyone, and this is a point I want to bring up, is that for anyone who's thinking, wow, this sounds complicated or anything along those lines, you know, we deal with people who are just starting out. We have clients who have super complex funnels, people who need a little bit of hand holding. And so one of the things that we do really, really well, and you're just gonna have to take us up on our free trial to see this for yourself. But we really go above and beyond. Like I tell my team over and over and over, no one woke up this morning thinking, boy, I sure hope that someone has another software that I can, you know, pay additional money for. People come to us to cross the chasm between where they are in the business to where they want to be. It just so happens that one of the main tools that we use is this platform called Deadline Funnel. And so our job isn't to just teach someone like, here's where to click, here's what to do. We help people build out their funnel. Now, we're not going to do your marketing for you. But what I mean by that is a lot of times someone needs a little bit of assistance with like, oh, you know, you may not know this, but in SamCart X, Y, and Z, or yeah, here's where you go in ConvertKit to make that change. Like we will actually teach people how to, you know, do certain things in other people's software, as opposed to we've all had this experience with software companies where the second that you mention some other software company, like, yep, not going to touch it. You need to go to them and ask them. Like they just won't help you. So we really look at it as our job to help marketers and entrepreneurs to cross that chasm and to build the business that they really want to have.
Well, thank you, Jack. I can vouch for that for sure. I can vouch for your team. Mindy, who you know on my team, has been working closely with you guys and you guys have always been so responsive and have helped us out no matter how simple or complicated we try to make it. And we're always trying to simplify because we tend to overcomplicate things sometimes. But anyway, just super thankful for this conversation. It's given me a number of ideas. This idea of a fast action bonus within our evergreen funnels is really interesting. That's something we actually hadn't talked about yet. And obviously, Deadline Funnel can help you do that. And definitely recommend checking out the free trial. If you want to check out the affiliate link, smartpassiveincome.com/deadline funnel, if you want to check it out. And Jack, thank you so much for coming on today. Thanks for building an amazing software to help us help more people. And I'm sure it's just going to continue to make its way across the entrepreneurial space if they haven't heard about it already. Hopefully they will by now.
Awesome. Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to talk to your folks.
Thank you, Jack. Where else might people be able to find you besides Deadline Funnel? Any social or websites that you want to share?
Yeah, if you want to, there's some testimonials from other people that I've helped, not so much Deadline Funnel related, jackborn.com. So if you want to see some of the things that I've done in the past, certainly there are some videos there about people that I've helped. So, and we also have another platform that will be released soon. So maybe we could talk about that sometime in the future. But look, I really, really appreciate the opportunity to talk with your audience. So this has been great. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jack. We appreciate you. Take care.
Bye.
All right. I hope you enjoyed that interview with Jack Bourne. You can check out Deadline Funnel through our affiliate link if you'd like, smartpassiveincome.com/deadline funnel, all one word, no spaces, smartpassiveincome.com/deadline funnel. We use it every day. We use it within every launch. And it's absolutely mind-blowing how well it works, especially for the evergreen stuff and even the live launches too. So well done, Jack. Thank you so much for coming on, providing so much value for us, inspiring us. And I hope you all take at least one or two tidbits from this episode and implement them because they will work. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And make sure you hit that subscribe button if you haven't already. We got a Thanksgiving special coming up next week. So make sure you don't miss that. Appreciate you. And as always, Team Flynn for the win. We'll chat soon.
Thanks for listening to the Smart Passive Income Podcast at www.smartpassiveincome.com.
Hey, if you're looking for a new podcast to add to your rotation, I've got one for you. It's called Dirty Money, and it's like a hybrid between a true crime and a business podcast. So hosts Jonathan Small and Dan Bova tell the tales of legendary scammers, con artists, and barely legal lowlifes who stop at nothing to rake in millions. Recent episodes include a man who looted $100 million from his own company. Crazy. Give it a listen. Head on over to Dirty Money right now on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, or Stitcher.